Why won't this stupid fucking thing work? God, there is no paper jam. There is no paper jam in tray one. There is no paper jam in tray two. And there is no paper jam in the side tray. What the fuck? Oh, I hate this shit so fucking much. Shit. You'd think that for such a big company, we would be able to afford a new printer. No, we always have to get stuck using this old piece of shit. Fuck, I gotta get on my hands and knees and ruin my fucking heels and skirt and get ink all over my blouse. Ugh, I hate this place. Stop beeping! There's nothing wrong! Ugh. Yeah, thanks, Karen. I know the meeting's in 2 minutes, and I'm already late because I'm stuck here fixing the fucking printer. Just go ahead without me. You guys can just have the board meeting and just figure out whatever you need to figure out in my absence and just catch me up on it later. I really have to get this shit fixed. Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, I've been trying to tinker with it for the last 10 minutes, and clearly I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, so about 5 minutes ago, I just gave up and called IT. Yes, I did call my favorite IT guy over. Don't make that stupid face, Karen. He's a really sweet guy, and he's just so cute. I love having him around. And it's just so fun to flirt with him because he just gets so awkward, and it's adorable, and it makes me just want to absolutely ruin the fuck out of him. But anyway, I'm just going to try to keep fixing this until he comes and just go to the meeting, figure that shit out, and I'll talk to you later, okay? Yeah. Oh, stop it. I didn't unbutton my blouse just to make him flustered. I always dress like this, bitch. Go. Jesus fuck. Okay, let's see. What's this button do? Oh, nope. I give up. Oh, hey. Oh my God, thank you so much for coming. You have no idea how much I appreciate this. Oh, yeah, I've been working on this for just like 10 minutes and I can't seem to figure out what's wrong. I mean, I've opened everything, I've emptied everything, I took out the toner, I checked all the cartridges, I pressed every button imaginable, and it's still fucked up. I mean, I figured I should probably call the big guns in because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Oh. You are so funny. It's actually very cute. I know you don't have big guns, but you know what I mean. You're the brain of this operation, so I figured, well, who better to call than you? And also, don't tell the other IT guys on the 10th floor, but you're my favorite. No, I don't think I make that a secret, so maybe you should tell all the other IT guys. Oh, when you gave me your personal extension, I figured it was because you were okay with me calling you specifically and directly if we had any issues up here, so I know I look like I abuse that privilege. Well, silly, I call you because I know that you have all the knowledge and expertise, and you will fix the problem in a tenth of the time that anybody else could. Plus, it doesn't hurt that you're very cute. Oh, don't blush. Well, actually, I like it. It makes you even cuter when you do. There it goes, and it's creeping down your neck. Okay, I'll stop making you feel flustered and uncomfortable. Yeah, let me just get up out of the floor. Do you mind if I... Oh, thanks. Or give me your hand so I can get up. Yeah, thank you so much. It was very hard to get down there. It was kind of hard to get up there too. But, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I just realized that I'm standing with my boobs right in your face. Okay, I'm just going to go sit on that desk over there and just quietly watch you as you do your work. And I promise I won't bother you too much. No, I'm so sorry about that. I forget sometimes that I'm so tall. It's just so normal for me. I don't really think about it. And I forget that not everybody is eye level. So these heels definitely don't help. I mean, I'm usually like 6 feet tall without them. And whenever I put these pumps on, I'm pushing 6'6". So I realize that's kind of ginormous. Yeah. Yeah. I know, the other day when you waved at me over from the coffee shop, I was kind of surprised that you recognized me, but then I realized that I'm probably the only woman around here that's almost 7 feet tall, so. That was really nice of you. You didn't have to do that. That was very sweet of you with your friends, actually, going out of your way to wave and come over and say hi. Yeah. Oh my gosh, no. My friends just gave me so much grief about it because I was such a dork. I was all giggly and everything, and they just love to tease me about my crushes. What? No. Why would I be making fun of you? No. That's ridiculous. I wouldn't even think of that. I mean, I genuinely think you are so very cute. And if I didn't think so, and if I didn't like you a little bit, then, well, I wouldn't spend all that time calling you and asking you to come over and fix stuff. Well, it's my only excuse to get to see you. Well, you do realize that when I call you, I usually ask you a really simple question, and then I stay on the phone for like 30 minutes talking to you about other stuff, right? Yeah, and I mean, the time that I asked you to go have lunch with me, I wasn't expecting you to ask all of your friends to come along. I kind of just wanted to go with you and spend some time just talking and, you know, bullshitting like we usually do. Yeah, that's because I like you. It's not because I feel bad for you. I mean, why would I do that? I have absolutely no desire in going out with somebody just because of pity. I don't understand. Why would you think that? I mean, we have so many things in common. I figured that you might even want to be friends with me. Really? What? Oh, okay. So, hold on. Let me get this straight. You thought I was just being nice to you because I'm hot and you're a shy guy? Wow. Yeah, that is... Wow. So is that why you have been avoiding me most of the time and avoiding being alone with me? Is that why you're so awkward? So you thought this was all a joke or some sort of bet or ploy to embarrass you somehow? Are you kidding me? How could I not notice you? You're the nicest guy around. You're funny, you're sweet, you're cute. I've wondered what it would be like to fuck you probably since the moment I met you. I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't see it from wherever you're seeing it. No. The fact that you're shy is what attracted me to you. And I just think it's fucking adorable and I love it. Yes, there's absolutely nothing wrong with an extroverted, loud, outgoing girl like me being attracted to a shy, quiet, reserved introvert like you. Are you still stuck on that point? You do look very stunned still. Well, I mean, I just normally imagine what people are like when they have sex, just because I'm curious, and I mean, I took a liking to you, so I've spent many, many hours imagining what it would be like to fuck you. Why are you still looking at my lips like that? Do you want to hear me say fuck and you again together? Because that's usually a phrase that I use very often, but I think I can use it in a different context for you if you like it. Well, what makes me curious? I mean, obviously we have some chemistry between us, and I wonder just how much I could corrupt the sweet, shy IT guy that I'm so very fond of. Well, you do look very innocent, but I don't want to impugn anything on you that is not true, but the fact that you're so reserved just fascinates me. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what goes through your mind, and I'd certainly love to find out, and I'd love to be on your mind for all the right reasons. No, stop it. Listen, it's not a joke and I'm not making fun of you. No one's gonna come out here and yell punked and shove cameras in your face. I'm being serious and, well, if you want me to prove that I'm being serious, well, you can just come with me into my office and I can show you just how serious I am. I would love the opportunity to show you everything that I've been thinking about. That is, if you let me. Yeah? Come on, take a chance, and I don't know, maybe it's gonna be worth the gamble. Oh, it doesn't matter that we're in the office. Everybody's in a meeting anyway, and the rest of the people who aren't in a meeting are out to lunch. Nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna notice, and I promise I'll be quiet. Yeah? Okay. Here, just follow me. My office is all the way at the end of the hallway, so... Well, I don't think anyone's going to be able to hear anyway, but... Okay. Just going to lock the door. And at any moment, if you don't want to continue or you don't want to do this, I mean, you're more than welcome to tell me to stop, and you can leave, and, you know, if you want, we can pretend like this never happened, and I'll never bother you again. I'll call another IT boy up here when I have issues. But I just really want you to give me a chance to show you that I really, really want you. Yeah. I've thought about doing that a lot. And, well, it's just as good as I imagined. It doesn't bother you that I tower over you, right? You like it? I know that usually it's supposed to be the other way around, and I'm supposed to be the one on my tiptoes, and you're supposed to be the one leaning down, but I think this is still romantic. If you want, I can take off my heels. Okay, you want me to keep them on? Good. Because my stockings and my garter belt look much better with my heels on. You are a very, very sweet kisser. I like that a lot. You know, you can move your hands around. You don't have to keep them at my shoulders. No. Feel free to move them wherever you want. Oh, there's good. Oh, cupping my tits like that. That does feel really nice. It's a nice squeeze. You want to move them down to my ass now? Oh, yeah. But you can definitely squeeze harder if you want. It feels nice when you grab my ass like that and kiss down my neck. Oh, yeah, it's that feels so good. Come here. Let me push you back against my desk, because there is something else that I have been wanting to do for a while. Let me just get on my knees. Well, I know you like looking up at me, but I'm sure it's nice to look down at me too, right? I think you have a nice view down my blouse, don't you? Well, fuck it. Let me take off my blouse, too. It's getting kind of hot in here anyway. That's better. Now, where was I? I think that from the look of your bulge, you are definitely interested in finding out what happens next, right? Let me just slide your khakis and your underwear down. Oh, there it is. There is that cock that I have been dreaming about. Wondering about. And wanting to do this too. It is so much nicer now that I get to see it up close than I could have ever imagined. Just perfect. Put your hand on the back of my head like that. Just let my hair down. Get it out of that tight bun. Oh god, let it just flow down my shoulders. Now I want you to grab it in one hand. And wrap it around your fist. Nice and tight. Push my head down and bring it up how you want me to suck your cock, okay? Now's not the moment to be shy, sweetheart. Now is the moment to take what it is that I'm sure you've wanted from me. Just like I've wanted it from you. Come on. Come on. Push my head down onto your cock. No? Okay, well, if you want, you can just hold my hair and let me take the reins, and eventually, when we've done this enough times, you'll get comfortable enough to fuck my face with your cock, and oh, really let loose. I guess for now I'm just gonna have to do all the work. That's what we finally taught you. Oh, that you deserve to take what you want. I'm more than willing to give it to you. Oh, because I want to make you feel good. Oh, fucking, I want to show you things that you've never seen before. And do things you've never done. And make you feel so good. So much better than anyone's ever made you feel before. Now. Oh, fuck. I could stay here all afternoon, but I can hear you struggling with your breathing and struggling to keep quiet those delicious little moans. And those sexy little grunts and groans. I would hate for you to leave this office. Without really getting a good sample of what you're in for. If you let me explore with you. And let me corrupt you. And trust me, just as badly as I want you to come in my mouth right now and come all over my face. I want to feel you inside me even more. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get up. Such a gentleman helping me up, holding my hands up, and helping me to my feet again. Here, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna switch places. Oh, this is gonna come off my desk, and that is gonna go off my desk, and I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna bring my pencil skirt all the way up to my waist. And spread my legs nice and wide for you. No. No. I don't want you to get on your knees and lick me. No, we're leaving that for another day. I want you to fuck me. I want you to show me what you're made of. Well, just how I showed you my skills in sucking your cock, I want you to fuck me so I can see what I'm working with here. Oh, that made your cock twitch. Fuck, that is so hot. You look absolutely scrumptious in your little button down polo with your little ID patch that I am just going to snatch and pull over here down so that I can have your lips so so close to mine again. Don't be afraid to come closer. Good. Very good. Press your cock against me. There we go. I'll put it in my entrance. I know that I am very, very wet. That's okay. It's perfectly fine for you to rub your cock against my pussy like that. Yeah. Well, if you want, you can put your hands on the table to help steady you when you thrust in. We're supposed to be quiet. No, it doesn't hurt. That feels so good. No, it's perfect. Yeah. That's exactly what it needed. You're doing great, sweetheart. Go all the way back. All the way out. All the way out of my cunt. And back in. That's really good to do. Yeah. That feels amazing. Just as slow or as fast as you want to go. However slow or fast you want to take it. Whatever pace you like best. Yeah. Have you thought about doing this before? You ever fantasized about fucking me? Yeah. You're fantasized about fucking the tall girl on the 27th floor. A sexy businesswoman that always parades around the office. And her tight skirts and tight blouses with their high heels. And her stockings and her immaculate hair, makeup, always done up, always looking like I'm ready to get fucked. I'm calling you to flirt, giving you those glances that say that I want to fuck you. And I want to ruin whatever last bit of innocence you may have. Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere. All nice and hard. I feel your balls slapping against me. Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to hold on to the table, too. Yeah, my legs over your shoulders really are helping you get it nice and deep. Oh. I think I'm gonna come too. Oh, it's a shame we have to be so quiet. I'd love to hear you come nice and loud. You come inside me. Please, please do, please do. I'm on the pill, it's okay. It's okay. Come on. Keep me hard until you come inside me. Look. That's not me. I just squirt sometimes. And oh fuck, I felt really, really good. Oh, yeah, we're just a little messy now. Wow, how'd you like that? Do you see that I'm being serious when I told you that I thought about this a lot and that I really wanted to fuck you? Well, I'm glad that you believe me now. Oh, come here. Just want this to happen once. I was hoping that we could make it a more regular thing, if that's okay with you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, if you want to go out on a right proper date with me, I'd love to take you out sometime for dinner. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Of course. Well, I was thinking maybe how about tomorrow around 7? I can swing by, pick you up, and we can go to dinner, and then go back to my place and see where it goes. Of course. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I really think we should clean up and go back out there and see if we can actually fix the printer. No, I didn't jam it on purpose. I actually just fucked it up, and I really need your help. Okay, does my skirt look good? And my shirt is buttoned up pretty normal, right? Okay, good. Yeah, you look great. Your polo shirt looks like I wasn't just tugging on it. And your khakis are just a little bit wrinkled. Your belt's on good. Your fly's up. Yeah. Oh, wait, fuck, let me put my hair back. And here we go. Good. No, we both look very presentable. I don't think anybody is going to guess that your cum is dripping down my thigh right now.